has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning, September 5th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, you know, all those headwinds out there, there's always something to worry about in the market, isn't there? Well, the market continues to plow ahead despite headwinds. And it has been for the last 4.5 years. And I wrote in my newsletter over the weekend that as of now, I don't see the imminent end of this 4.5-year-old bull market. What's it doing today? Well, the Dow is up 36 points. We're at 14,967. Boy, we're closing in on 15,000 again, just 33 points away. We have the S&P 500 today. Up 4.6, we're at 1657 on the S&P 500. We have the NASDAQ up 10 points. The NASDAQ today, 3,659. We have the 10-year yield. Wow. Who put in October 1st for when we hit 3% on the 10-year yield? We're not quite there yet. But we're at 2.94% this morning, and if you still own bonds, if you're still in bond funds, if your guy or gal still has you in asset allocation, you know what Donald Trump would say? You know what Donald Trump would say? You're fired! And get a new money manager. We have oil up 75 cents. I thought that three-day driving weekend, now that it's over, would bring oil prices down. We're at 107.98. Gold's down a buck, 1,389. You'd think all this turmoil in the world would push gold higher, but it's not happening. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson. You know, we are now filming every day. These segments that I do every morning on the show, we break them up. We have from the first commercial to the second commercial. We have about 10 minutes in between where I try to teach, educate, enlighten, point you in the right direction. And then usually we have a subject during that time that we have together. I try to focus. I'm not here to waste your time. I'm not here to waste my time. We're going to get right to the meat of the matter. And when it's all said and done, the first segment of the show goes into the can. We do a little bit of video editing on it, and then it goes up on the website, pwstreet.com, with the subject matter. So if you want to know what Gunderson thinks about Syria and what the ramifications could be there, it's all you got to do is click on it. And not only will you hear me talking about it, but we'll put up some graphics and whatnot where we think it's appropriate. Earlier in the week, we put up some graphics of the chart of the market because I think, hey, if you're going to try to teach and educate and enlighten, the more of the tools, visual tools that you can use, the better, right? So now we have this stuff up on video. We're still trying to get it to work on the Android device. We should have that solved real soon. We have it working great on our website. We have it working great on the Apple. Now, if I talk about a stock, for instance, today I plan on talking about, I haven't really narrowed it down, definitely NPS Pharmaceutical. That little segment will be filmed and it will be attached on the app to NPS Pharmaceutical. So when you type in the symbol NPSP and you look down at the bottom, if I've made any comments about that stock recently, if I've sent out a tweet about that stock, if I have featured that stock on my radio show, well, then you can click on it and you can watch my presentation, my argument for it. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, here's why I like NPS Pharmaceutical. And we'll show clips from the app. We'll show the valuation. We'll show the performance of the stock. We'll show the chart of the stock. So you know that I'm not just here blowing smoke. I've got good reasons for featuring these stocks on my show every day. And you can go back and look at some of the ones we featured over the last year, some of the biggest winners in the stock market we've talked about and we've owned. Not only talk about it, talking about it is one thing. I remember going to the horse races with my dad as a kid. And after the race, he'd always talk to himself. I knew that horse was going to win. I told Douglas about it. I knew. Didn't I talk about that one? I said, well, Dad, where's your ticket? Did you bet on that one? No, I bet on this one. Talking about it is one thing. Actually investing in it is another thing. You can see the stocks that I actually invest in my newsletter that I publish every week. I couldn't be more transparent. In fact, I got one guy out there that doesn't like me because I'm so transparent. He thinks I should keep all my stuff secret just for great big investors and whatnot. You know what? I just believe in sharing the wealth, I guess. Common term today, right? Why not point people in the right direction and maybe you can help some people along the way? What does a bigger 401k do someday for a poor retiree? It does a lot for them. They can bless their own lives and bless the lives of their children, and they can travel the world in their RV with their poodle and eat at little breakfast joints across America. That's got to be a good thing. But if you're in the wrong asset classes at the wrong time, and if nobody's watching the fort while you're gone, well, you know, then you can get in some real trouble in the market. And that retirement can be cut in half very, very quickly. So, you know what? I don't make any guarantees. It's all I can do is do the best I can every single day and try to increase the probabilities. And always have my eyes in the rearview mirror. Always. Because there's always something creeping up on us. If it's not Syria, it's taper talk. And if it's not taper talk, it's a debt ceiling. And just one thing right after another. But you know what? I have to look and see how does that affect NPS Pharmaceuticals, which hit a new high today, new high yesterday. It doesn't seem to have much impact on that. So I spend more time managing my individual investments than worrying about the big picture. And I've had people that have left Gunderson Capital Management for that reason, because I won't listen to them. When they tell me, Bill, you should be selling everything. Don't you know that Syria's right around the corner? I say, well, these stocks that I've bought for you, they're doing just fine, aren't they? Well, I'm going to go do my own thing then. Okay, fine. Don't do your own thing. Hey, everybody's got their own philosophy on the market. But I want you to know that also on the website, if you've got a stock and you wonder, I wonder if Bill's talked about CBS lately. Well, go to my page on the website called Good Stock, Bad Stock. And right there in that page, Good Stock, Bad Stock, they're alphabetized. Every stock that I've talked about, that I've featured on the radio show, that's what they are. They're features that I've done. Over the last couple of years, there's a lot of them there. And some mini stocks I've done several times. And you can go and look and see what I've said about it in the most recent analysis that I've done. Because my opinion on stocks does change. There's stocks that I talked about a year ago that I don't own anymore. And there's stocks that I've just found recently that I've currently featured. So that's another great feature on the website, Good Stock, Bad Stock. And also, you know, the current ones are now in video, in high def, right there. You know what? If you've been watching Mad Money and Jim Cramer in the afternoons and spending an hour with him, why don't you try spending an hour on my website? You probably do it in a half an hour, because I get rid of all the antics and the costumes and the bells and the whistles, and we cut right to the point here in our analysis of stocks. Why don't you spend a half an hour on my website watching my videos? And if you don't get more out of a half an hour on my website than you get out of 2 hours watching CNBC, I'll give you your money back. I can't give you your time back, but I'll give you your money back, okay? Money back guarantee. But my website doesn't cost anything to watch. And I think there's some superb information and some superb lessons there on the pwstreet.com website. Anyways, we're going to take a look today at the market like we always do. I've got about six or seven stocks that I've put up here in the queue. During the break, I've got to narrow it down to the two that I want to talk about today, which by the time we come back, we'll have a best stock now to talk about today. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000 and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2% depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Okay, I've zeroed in on one that I think we'll talk about here. You know, let's just take a look here at when I added this stock to my newsletter. As you know, I monitor and I post every week, every Saturday, 5 model portfolios in my newsletter, for better or worse. A lot of risk in doing that, but I feel pretty confident that I can be pretty proud of the results that the newsletter accomplishes, and this year's been a very good year for the newsletter so far. We've got, a few months left to go here. Let's just take a look at when I featured this particular stock. There we go, right there. NPS Pharmaceutical is a company. It's got to be in the Bay Area, doesn't it? Let's just take a look here. NPS Pharmaceutical is in Bedminster, New Jersey. I couldn't have been further away than that. All right, let's take a look. NPS Pharmaceutical went into the newsletter, into the aggressive growth account back in April. April 19th at $12.87. I still own it. In fact, I've added to my position along the way. In fact, it's a very large position at Gunderson Capital Management. On April 19th, it was $12.87. Today, as I look at it, the stock is at $27.54. It's more than a double. I had one guy write to me yesterday. He's got his account that I'm managing for him. He travels the world, all over the world. He's a world-renowned photographer for a large magazine. And his mother, she has an account with someone else. And she is so jealous of the returns that he's beginning. Look, I don't make any kind of claims or promises. It is what it is. I do my best every single day. That she's finally going to put somebody with me, because her returns are paltry, meager, relative to the returns that he's been getting since he's been invested with me. Anyways, NPS Pharmaceuticals is a company that develops treatments for endocrine, gastrointestinal, skeletal, and central nervous system disorders. All right? So they've kind of got the gamut covered here. It's a $2.8 billion market cap company, headquartered in New Jersey. Okay? NPS Pharmaceutical is in the drug sector / biotech. What's the number one sector in the market this year? It continues to be the drug / biotech sector until further notice. I was shocked yesterday as I went through my trip through the market at how many biotech stocks were breaking out to new time highs. In fact, if you go to the front page of my website, pwstreet.com, you look at my Twitter feed yesterday, I must have sent out about 15 tweets. It was a very active tweeting day. That means there was a lot happening. There was a lot of things that were making my eyeballs pop out in the market yesterday. NPS Pharmaceutical is a small cap domestic stock. That's also the sweet spot in the market in 2013. That's one of the secrets to the market this year, is being invested in small and mid-cap domestic stocks. You don't have to do it through individual stocks. You can do it through ETFs. You can do it through mutual funds at work. Whatever. All right. Now, let's take a look at the performance of the stock over the years. Over the last 5 years, NPS Pharmaceutical has been going up at a rate of 25% per year. That's just if we go back 5 years from today and see where this stock was trading versus where it's trading today. And we do a little bit of math on there to get an annual rate of return, we come up with a 25% per year annual rate of return average. The market during that same period of time has been averaging 6%. Over the last 3 years, NPS has been going up at a rate of 59% per year. The market's been going up by 14.4. Over the last 12 months, now I wish I had owned NPS over the last 12 months. I haven't, but I've owned it since April, and I'm pretty happy with about 120% return in the stock since April. NPS over the last 12 months is up 235%. It's tripled. During that same period of time, the market is up 17%. So there's a wide gap, a wide disparity between the performance of NPS Pharmaceutical and the rest of the market. In fact, Investors Business Daily gives this stock a relative strength number of 99. That means it's outperforming 99% of the stocks in the market. Well, that coincides with my momentum grade, which I think is way better than their relative strength number. I think their relative strength number can be a little bit late in turning and not giving you fair warning. But then again, you know, if you're using the technicals. And don't forget that relative strength is just part of the equation here. But the momentum grade that NPS Pharmaceuticals gets is an A+. Now, I do see that NPS is going to have some earnings next year. So I need to update the valuation portion of this equation. The last time I looked at it, it was still in negative. They're still burning money as opposed to making money, which is the case for a lot of biotech stocks. But NPS Pharmaceuticals, looks like they're going to have something here, and they're going to have some earnings here soon, so I'll be doing a valuation on it. But as for now, we've got to rely on the performance of the stock. We have to rely on the potential for the products that the company has in the pipeline, and we have to rely on the stock chart. Let's look at a 12-month stock chart of the stock. Okay, now I've said many times at any given time, a stock is in a sideways pattern, which NPS was for several months. In fact, until March of this year. When did I buy it? In April. Why did I buy it in April? Because it broke out of that sideways pattern. I don't like to buy stocks that are in sideways patterns. That means that they're undecided. That means that the tug of war between buyers and sellers is pretty much equally matched. Oh, one gains a little bit of ground here, and then they lose it right back to the other side. But eventually, one side overwhelms the other side. The stock broke out. I can see right where I bought it. And it started rising up in value, in ranking in my system. And it's been going up like a house of fire. Woo! If this isn't one of the strongest stocks in the entire market, I don't know what is. And when did I buy it? Back in April. If you're not getting my newsletter, I bought the stock at 12. It's 27. Out of 3,526 stocks that I have in my database now, NPS comes in at number 52. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel cost up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, professional money manager, president of Gunderson Capital Management. You know, you might think by listening to my shows here this year that I'm a specialist in the biotech area. I'm anything but a specialist in the biotech area, even though I live in San Diego, which is home to many, many biotech companies. I am no way a specialist in this area. I follow, dozens of biotech companies. But you know what? It's where the fish are biting this year. For whatever reasons, the conditions are just perfect for the biotech sector. You know, it's been a very frustrating year off San Diego here for fishing, offshore fishing. Normally, about the 4th of July, the tuna show up within range of us little guys, not the big purse seiners and the big long-range boats, but us little guys, and we're able to go out and get some of those good-eating tuna. This year, it just has not happened, and here we are, you know, September 5th. Oh, the tuna have been there. They've caught a lot of bluefin tuna, but mostly, you know, 80 to 150 miles out, which is just a little bit far for us little guys. The conditions just have not been right. And for whatever reasons, the conditions have not been right this year in the stock market for emerging markets. Whereas some years they have great years. Some years it's a great place to be. China, Latin America. I can remember just cleaning up in Brazil one year. But this is a year different from last year. And last year was different from the year before. That brings up this point that it is a market of stocks and not a stock market. And you have to be fishing in the right areas where the conditions are prime, where the conditions are ideal for whatever sector it is in the market. You know, late last year and early this year, there was some great activity in the home builders and the building and construction, but it didn't last for very long. It was a burgeoning bite that looked like it was really going to take off and go wide open until Ben Bernanke started his taper talk, and the home building and building stocks completely sagged, and the mortgages completely sagged, and the refi people and the appraisers and the real estate agents and the new home builders. Kind of sad, really, what he did to that entire industry. But you know what? Interest rates, they're going to go up. Interest rates are going to follow market forces, and market forces have carried the 10-year yield up to 2.94%. Meaning that this has been a year where the conditions for fixed income and debt has been atrocious. This is the worst year for debt that I can remember. Yeah, that's how bad it is. Because we haven't had a spike in interest rates like this. I'd have to go back and look when the last time we had a spike in interest rates like this and saw the bond market just get crushed. You know, in the past, every time we had a little spike in interest rates, they went right back down. And bonds went on to hit new all-time highs. But this time, I don't think that's the case. I think we entered into a bear market in the bond market a year ago, and I don't think we're coming out of it. And, you know, I sat down with the lady the other day that has 100% of her portfolio in bonds. And I said, you know, she has to do a little homework. She needs to figure out what her cost basis is in those bonds. I said, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that you need to sell those things tomorrow, but you know what? I think you're at risk. I think interest rates can be over 3% here very quickly. But you know what? You still got to do your homework and whatnot. Now here we are. We're almost at 3%. We're at 2.94. So bonds are taking on another wave, another bashing against the rocks again here today, and the conditions just are not good. Where are the conditions good? They're in equities, more specifically U.S. equities, more specifically certain sectors of the market. I focus on my top 8 sectors in the market. I track about 50 of them, and right now the action continues to be pharmaceuticals, aerospace, technology, biotech, and consumer. That's pretty much, and the regional banks, that's pretty much where the action is in the market. That's where it's centered. That's where it's focused. In a way, that's good because we don't have to be way spread out. We can really focus our efforts in a few areas of the market. And one of those areas that I've been heavily focused on for about a year are the biotech stocks. And I've pulled out some doubles. We just talked about NPS Pharmaceutical, which is now a double. I cashed in on Centaurus a few weeks ago. It wasn't quite a double. It was at one time, but when I sold it, I think it was a 75% winner. Well, another one that I currently own, and again, I'm not an expert in biotech. I'm not a biotech investor. I go where the action is. If the action's in chemical stocks, that's where we'll be. If the action's in oil and gas stocks, that's where we'll be. But we'll also be spread out in the other sectors that are also working. And even though I have a lot of biotech stocks right now, especially in my aggressive growth account, I also own quite a few other stocks from other sectors in the market. But it's really the biotechs that have given me the performance this year in my account. That's why it's so important to be in the right areas of the market. Raptor Pharmaceuticals. Here we go again. RPTP in Novato, California, where we're heard on KDAO every morning at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. KDAO plays a repeat of my show from yesterday because of the time difference. I don't want to get up at 5 in the morning and do a live show at 6 in the morning. I do my show at 7 in the morning. Depending on the time zone you're in, you're either going to hear it live, delayed a little bit, or in the case of San Francisco, you're hearing yesterday's show. But you know what? These aren't real time sensitive shows. I'm sure that Raptor will be just as good tomorrow as it is today. We'll see. RPTP. Once again, we've got a stock that's in the biotech sector. RPTP is a small cap stock. Okay, that's a good thing here in 2013. Novato is in the U.S. of A., meaning Raptor is a domestic stock. Raptor is an $860 million market cap stock, meaning it's a small cap. Hey, it's had a history. It's been as high on a split-adjusted basis of $200 a share. It's been as low as a dollar a share. For whatever reasons right now, it's going in the right direction. The performance of the stock recently has been sensational. Over the last 3 years, Raptor Pharmaceutical has averaged 69% per year to investors. Over the last 12 months, the stock is up 193%. It's almost tripled. It's right up there with NPS Pharmaceuticals. It too has a relative strength of 99, meaning that this stock is stronger than 99% of the other stocks in the entire market. I like to buy strength, not weakness. You want to buy weakness, you look to JCPenney. You look to BlackBerry. You look to Hewlett-Packard. You look to Intel. Stocks that are weak. You're looking for valuation, and you're hoping that someday that valuation is finally recognized and the stock starts to take off. But do you think those stocks are really ever going to turn into what these stocks are doing right now? The Raptors of the world, the Netflixes of the world, the NPS Pharmaceuticals of the world, the Ocwen Financials of the world, those are the best stocks now. Or you can be invested in the best stocks of yesteryear. Go ahead, be my guest, Cisco. Go ahead. You've heard that talk before, and I don't want to pound it into the ground, but I believe in buying the best companies of today, not the best companies of yesteryear. Raptor Pharmaceuticals is a best stock now. We can't do a valuation on the stock. A lot of biotechs, they just don't have the earnings. They don't have the sales yet. They're hoping and praying, right? So are the investors and the venture capital people that have money invested in the stock. But there's something going on there because look at the chart of the stock. Would you look at this chart? I talked yesterday about stock charts that can make a guy's eyeballs or a gal's eyeballs pop out. That's one of those charts. And if you want to see what a chart looks like, look at the one-year chart of Raptor Pharmaceutical, which of course we'll have inserted into this video that we're creating right now, and you can watch it tonight. Raptor Pharmaceutical, out of 3,526 stocks that I follow, currently comes in at 156, and it's a stock that we own here at Gunderson Capital Management. Not a recommendation, an example of a best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter, give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
If you're a high-net-worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks.
stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've covered some ground here this morning. I made the case that 30 minutes on pwstreet.com every day, whether you're looking at the lessons that I give every single day, now they're in video. Boy, what could be easier with graphics and everything? Or if you look at the best stock or the good stock, bad stock page, or the articles I've written, pretty cool stuff there. I think it's worth 2 days on CNBC. I think 30, I'm going to make that bold claim that half an hour on Best Stocks Now or PW Street website, pwstreet.com, is worth 2 days. Maybe 2 weeks, I don't know. Because I've been watching CNBC every day. I have it on the background. I just don't find a lot on there that is really helpful to me. So, hey, you try it out for yourself. Report back. Send me an email. If there's something I could be doing better, if there's a, you think I'm making a claim that is crazy, let me know. I answer my emails, bill@pwstreet.com. All right, now, the next thing I want to emphasize, we talked about NPS Pharmaceutical, which is now a double. If you're not getting my newsletter every week, well, I don't know why you wouldn't. I really don't. It can't hurt. If nothing else, you can line your birdcage with it on Monday. You go to my website, pwstreet.com. We send out the sector rankings, the asset class rankings to everybody every single week. And then the subscribers and the clients get my model portfolios. And we're working on a new product that's going to have live trading, which, we'll be rolling that out maybe in a month or two. We want to make sure it's right. But the website's very useful. The newsletter's very useful. Just to find a stock like NPS and Raptor. You know, I bought Raptor on July 10th at $10.33. Raptor's hitting $14.63 today. A little bit of math, that's about a 45% move in a couple of months. Now, how did I find it? Was I reading the New England Journal of Medicine? Was I golfing with a bunch of biotech scientists? No, I was messing around with my app, which ranks stocks, which just looks at formulas. There's no emotion involved whatsoever in the app. That's a good thing. Taking emotion out of the equation is a good thing. Taking stock tips at the water cooler out of the equation is a good thing. Now, if you do get a stock tip, enter it into the app and see where it comes out. Look at the performance. Look at the value. Look at the overall ranking. If it's not A- or better, throw it out. It's got to be A- or better for me to even consider it. Then lastly, if you say, you know what? I might take a gambit on this one. Take a look at the stock chart and try to put together 25 or 30. Don't go buying one or two stocks. That's a deadly game that eventually, almost always, will lead to you being out of the game. That's like going to Vegas and putting all your money on one hand in blackjack. Let it ride. Win, lose, or draw. And if you lose, you're out of the game. You're done. No, you got to put together a portfolio. And if you can't, if you don't have the money to put together a portfolio, then you got to focus on mutual funds or ETFs. There's nothing wrong with that. The biotech ETF is up 37% so far this year. Just the newsletter alone, you could have just been in the biotech ETF all year long. You'd be up 37%. You would be beating 99% of all the investors in America, you'd be beating all of the hedge funds. So, you know what? Just being in the right sectors, in the right asset classes is very, very important. But I want to emphasize something. There's no guarantees in the market. We're just about increasing probabilities here. I think I would use a golf analogy here. If you're a 120 yards from the green, you're not going to pull out your driver, right? you're going to pull out a club out of your bag that's going to match the situation. You're going to increase your probabilities of making a good shot by using the right club. There's still no guarantee, is there? You could way overshoot it, you could slice it, you could hook it, but you've increased your probabilities by using the right club. Then the ball, use the right club, lands on the green, and you've got a long putt for birdie. Well, you're going to line it up. You're going to try to increase your probabilities of making that putt by doing several things. You're going to observe the lay of the land. You're going to observe the rise or the fall. Is there a break to the left? Is there a break to the right? Is there a little clump of grass in the way that you need to stamp down? You're going to do everything you can possibly do to increase your probability of making that putt. And you're still not guaranteed of making that putt, but you can probably put it pretty close. You're not going to use a pitching wedge to make that putt. You're going to increase your probability by using a nice flat putter that can just skim along the grass and make a nice clean stroke. And you're going to have your stance right. You're not going to stand backwards and put the putter behind your back. You're going to increase your probabilities in every way. Your breathing pattern, how you've got your feet lining up your putt. It's all designed at increasing the probability of making the shot. The stock market is the same exact thing. You're going to have a very low probability by investing in a stock that has performed poorly over the years. If you've got a club that's performed poorly over the years, you know, get rid of it. Go shopping. Get a new sand wedge. Practice. If you're going to buy a stock that's way overvalued, you've lowered your probabilities. You've put yourself in danger zone. That's like going for it when you're like 210 yards out and there's a trap right in the way. Instead of laying up your shot, you're going for the flag. Well, you've increased your risk, haven't you? You could flat right on that lip underneath that 6 inches of turf, you know, in that sand trap, and it's buried in there. It would take a bulldozer to get that shot, to get that ball out of that buried. Why? Because you did a low percentage. You took a gamble and took a low percentage shot. So it's all about increasing the probabilities. Tonight's the opening night of the NFL. These teams have been looking at their players. They've been practicing. They've done everything they can do to increase their probabilities of having a good season. And that's all you can do in the stock market. You want to increase your probabilities? Get the newsletter, pwstreet.com. Get the app, Best Stocks Now. If you want us to do it for you, give us a call, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.